Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is the time of year when people head outside to see all the fall colors New England has to offer. And for lots of people, that means a trip north, maybe to New Hampshire. But Massachusetts now has a department aimed at keeping more people looking to spend time outdoors here in Massachusetts. Paul Janicki is director of the newly created Office of Outdoor Recreation and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Massachusetts has agencies like the Department of Conservation and Recreation. Why was a department specifically focused on outdoor recreation necessary?
So I think it's really important that we have an office that specifically focuses on promoting all kinds of outdoor recreation, air-based, water-based, trail-based. And I'm really excited about focusing on doing that and also to focus on making outdoor recreation as welcoming, inclusive, diverse and accessible as possible.
I'm sure you have lots of things you're hoping to achieve. Can you give us some examples of specific goals you're thinking about right now?
Well, this is a new office. It's just created. I've started this week, and it'll be my job to enhance outdoor recreation opportunities. And I see that as really forming around three pillars. First is promotion, second is inclusion, and the third is sustainability. We want to promote Massachusetts as a great place to recreate outdoors. We want more people choosing to come to Massachusetts, and we want more residents choosing to stay and play in Massachusetts. Second, again, we want to make Massachusetts recreation activities and spaces welcoming, diverse, and accessible. And third, we want to make sure as we grow outdoor recreation in Massachusetts that it's both resilient to climate change and also sustainable. And we want to make sure our natural capital continues to be as strong and healthy as our community and economic capital.
And what's at stake here? I mean, are we talking about tourism dollars?
We are absolutely talking about tourism dollars. We're talking about bringing more tourism dollars to local communities and to the state, and also making sure that our residents are spending more of their tourism and travel dollars here in the state.
You mentioned making the outdoors more accessible to people. In addition to making things like trails more accessible to people with mobility issues, many outdoor hobbies are expensive or hard to get to. How are you hoping to make things more accessible for people who maybe live in the city or come from low-income backgrounds?
Yeah, that's right. Accessibility is more than just about, you know, ambulatory accessibility. It's also about what's the language that we used? How easy is it to find activities that you want to participate in? How easy is it to get to those activities? So we want to focus on transportation and alternatives to car-based transportation. We also want to look at programs for language, making sure that those who don't necessarily speak English as a first language have access to information in languages that they want. And then, again, you noted that gear can often be a barrier. So we're going to look at programs and working with partners to make gear more accessible, maybe loan programs, things like that.
When thinking about outdoor recreation, just to look again at how Massachusetts compares to other New England states, how does Massachusetts compare? What does it have to do to get on par with them?
Well, I do think Massachusetts is an amazing place to play outdoors. We have everything from the coasts and rivers and mountains. We compare very well to our neighboring states, and some of that is just about how we market Massachusetts and how we make sure that people can find where and how to play in Massachusetts.
What draws you to the outdoors yourself? What do you like to do outside in Massachusetts?
I am born and bred in Massachusetts. I grew up in Williamsburg, Massachusetts, and I love to explore our forests and parks around here. I'm a trail runner, participate in triathlons. I'm a boater, paddler, cross-country skier in the winter, downhill skier as well. And in this role, I look forward to exploring those that I haven't necessarily had an opportunity to try yet.
Paul Janicki is the director of the Office of Outdoor Recreation. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.